Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Tammas Chrisman, founder and CEO of Dragonfly Coffee Roasters, the award-winning specialty coffee roast company. Mr. Tammas, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to talk with you guys this morning.
Yeah, thrilled to have you with us as well, and who doesn't like to talk about coffee? Always an exciting and fun topic. So, for starters today, Tammas, you started brewing coffee at a young age. How did your passion start? Get into some of those details to kick things off here today.
Well, that's a fabulous question. So, I actually started roasting and brewing coffee when I was 8 years old. So, my parents have a wildlife sanctuary in southern Colorado called Mission Wolf, and I actually grew up out in the middle of nowhere taking care of wolves and teaching people about wolves. Sort of unique. Not many people have been brought up like that. Mission Wolf is run off of volunteer effort completely. And one of the volunteers, when I was 8 years old, actually had a little coffee cart that he was roasting and brewing. And I just became fascinated with it. And he taught me then. And the passion sort of blossomed from there.
And I'd say that's quite a unique background as well. Now, you've traveled to a variety of countries. How have your travel experiences impacted your brand so far?
So, drawing from a variety of different cultural experiences via culinary flavors and aromas, I have found that the influence is mostly in the sensory aspects of how I design our coffee. So trying to impart a sense of culture or a taste of place, if you will, in certain coffees is designed through how I roast them, but I would say that ultimately the cultural influence is also reflected in how we try to really connect our consumers with the coffees and with the farms that we are purchasing our coffees from so that they can understand the culture of those places and how significantly different and impactful these coffees are to them and what the difference consumers make to those countries.
Good stuff there. And also explain your education. How did your extensive education help build your brand and company? Touch on some of those details as well.
So my background's in chemical engineering and computer science, and I've drawn heavily off of both of those to really foster and grow our organization. Coffee is the most complex beverage that we consume on a day-to-day basis. It has over 1,600 chemical compounds that comprise the aroma and the flavor, and that's all through the roasting process. And so using my knowledge of thermodynamics, my knowledge of process management, and then combining it with real-world skills of running organizations that I learned growing up at a wildlife sanctuary, it all ties together and has been invaluable. So I would say that it's played a huge role, and I can't undervalue and overstate the value of significant education, but also a real-world experience.
And a great combination for success as well. Today, we're joined by Tammas Chrisman, founder and CEO of Dragonfly Coffee Roasters, the award-winning specialty coffee roast company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, explain or elaborate why the sustainability of your coffee is so important.
Yeah, so I would love to. Sustainability within coffee, and particularly agriculture as a whole, is very important. So from the standpoint of coffee, coffee is grown in third world coffee producing communities all across the world, often from farmers that have next to nothing. And creating a sustainable, viable, and successful supply chain for these coffee producing communities is paramount in providing an actual viable economic stream for them to want to continue to grow coffee as a crop. Currently, coffee is so undervalued in the international market that it's driving coffee growers to other crops, driving them out of coffee altogether. So sustainability and then direct trade to foster that sustainability is of paramount importance for the future of coffee.
And I couldn't agree more, and we certainly appreciate the impact you're having in this space as well. Now, shifting gears a little bit, we have entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world and a lot of young entrepreneurs as well. What advice can you give to those young entrepreneurs tuning in?
That is a fabulous question. So I would say delegate more than you think you need to. Often you're wanting to drive everything in the vision you have, but the more you have the ability to delegate and build out the team, the bigger, the more successful that your vision will become ultimately until it's something greater and bigger than yourself. And also to be sure you allocate plenty of time to rest. As you become an entrepreneur and become, you know, more and more successful, which is the goal, you're going to notice that you have no time at all. You're going to be, you know, basically working 90-hour weeks. So I can't state enough the importance to make sure you allocate time to actually rest, because otherwise you won't be able to be creative and continue to be successful.
That is some super advice. Can't thank you enough for taking a moment to share that with the listening audience. That is much appreciated. I'm also sure that our listeners want to know where they can find your coffee, where is it sold, and why is it a standout from its competitors as we conclude today?
So our coffees are available in the Rocky Mountain region at Whole Foods and Lucky's Markets. However, all across the nation and shipping internationally through our website, dragonflycoffeeroasters.com or dragonfly.coffee. And our product really stands out because we were nominated as Micro Roaster of the Year by Roast Magazine. We were on Forbes Top 12 Coffee Roasters in the USA list of 2018. And we've just designed coffees through our proprietary process and my background in chemical engineering that create unique and exciting sensory experiences you won't find with anyone else.
And with that information, I think that says just about enough. Well, well done. Impressive. We can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Again, folks, it is dragonflycoffeeroasters.com. Tamas, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Tamas Chrisman, founder and CEO of Dragonfly Coffee Roasters, the award-winning specialty coffee roast company. And for all the details, visit dragonflycoffeeroasters.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.